RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome to our English Bulletin program. In today's edition, we present you news commentary, Today in History, Focus and News in Brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We will end our program with Music Corner. That's our program for today. Now stand by with the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo discusses digital economy at the US-ASEAN summit. Indonesian President Joko Widodo calls for increased trade ties between Indonesia and Vietnam. Indonesia hopes to lure 2.1 billion Chinese tourists. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo, speaking in a retreat session 1 on the ASEAN-US summit, said that cooperation between small and medium enterprises and digital economy needs to be addressed by both ASEAN countries and the United States. President Joko Widodo said that state and medium enterprises is the backbone of Indonesian economy as well as ASEAN. He claimed that around 88.8 until 99.9% of businesses in ASEAN are in the form of small and medium enterprises, with a total of 51.7 until 97.2% workforce. However, President Jokowi said that small and medium enterprises face challenges in the forms of capacity increase, capital access, alternative funding, technology access, global market, and regional global integration. Therefore, the President underlined that ASEAN-US cooperation is necessary to develop and maintain small and medium enterprises, especially in terms of market access and transfer of technology and knowledge. Moreover, President Joko Widodo shares a vision that Indonesia will be the largest digital economy nation in 2020. Therefore, he backs ASEAN-US cooperation in IT sector, especially for public digital economy. Member of the House of Representatives Commission Wan Tan Tohwi Yahya in Jakarta on Tuesday said the House Commission 1 asked Indonesian government to conduct review on its plan to waive visa requirement towards certain countries. According to him, the government should not rush on providing relief for foreigners to come and visit Indonesia. Tantowi added that the Indonesian government should study potential losses that would occur besides focusing on potential benefit to be gained by the increase of tourist visit to Indonesia.
Mohon kepada pemerintah untuk mengkaji kembali kebijakan bebas visa tersebut.
We hope that the government would review the previous policy. We consider such policy was taken in advance only to be able to reach such amount of foreign visit with certain foreign exchange, but disregard other sensitive factors such as security, cultural issues, and spreading particular ideologies. So it is worth the government to conduct study and review regarding the policy.
Layaklah apabila pemerintah mendengarkan, kemudian mempelajari, dan mengkaji kembali kebijakan tersebut.
Furthermore, Tantowi Yahya also said the Indonesian government should also evaluate visa free visa policy that has been provided early towards several countries. According to him, Indonesia has not received significant benefit from those countries in terms of gaining foreign exchange. Earlier, the Indonesian government was planning to add 84 countries that will receive free visa policy that will add the total receiving countries to 174. President Joko Widodo and Vietnamese Prime Minister Nguyen Tan Thun held a virtual meeting to discuss cooperation in trade and investment prior to ASEAN-US summit in Palm Springs, California, Monday morning. The trade balance between Indonesia and Vietnam reached $0.53 billion in 2015. Prime Minister Nguyen Tan Thun told President Joko Widodo that Vietnamese investors were interested in investing in the fields of agriculture, oil and gas in Indonesia. President Joko Widodo has also expressed his intention to meet the Prime Minister's invitation to visit Vietnam this year. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi stated at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta recently that this ASEAN-US summit is being held following ASEAN's new strategic partnership with the United States reached last year. She said the summit will serve as a platform to implement an action plan on the friendly cooperation between ASEAN and the United States. President Joko Widodo has stated that his working visit to the United States is not related to the Trans-Pacific Partnership TPP agreement. He said in his previous visit last October, he told President Obama that Indonesia intending to join the TPP would take a long process up to 2 or 3 years to be accepted in the agreement. President Joko Widodo in his entourage arrived at Palm Springs International Airport in California on Sunday evening to attend the ASEAN-US summit. However, Indonesia needs to calculate the benefits and disadvantages of joining the TPP, according to him. Indonesia first wanted to study FTA of the European Union. Indonesia plans to introduce the revised version of its negative investment list to international businesses at the ASEAN-US summit as part of its effort to lure foreign investment and boost capital inflows into the country, a Sonen official said on Monday. Frankie Sibaran, Indonesian Investment Coordinating Board chairman, said in a statement that featured sectors in the new list, which include the film industry, e-commerce, marketplaces and pharmaceutical businesses, will be the main attraction to invite foreign investment from the United States. The government released last week a new negative investment list, or DNI, which loosened the cap on foreign ownership in various sectors. Previously, DNI used as a regulatory barrier to protect local players in a number of sectors against foreign-controlled companies. Frank is scheduled to hold one-on-one meetings with companies planning to invest in Indonesia on the sidelines of the summit. The United States, according to Becky Amt, is one of Indonesia's major investment sources. Trade Minister Tomar Trikasilebon said, on the other hand, Indonesia is also ready to formally introduce its growing digital economy at ASEAN-US summit. Head of the Central Statistics Agency, Suryamin, said that manufacturing industry in Indonesia is currently growing. Suryamin explained that machinery and mechanical equipment are the sectors that record one of the highest exports, which is $370 billion. Suryamin added that currently there are 3.5 million micro-scale and 23,000 medium-scale businesses in Indonesia. Suryamin explained that some of the efforts made by the government to develop micro-scale businesses, including the issuance of policy packages, namely the policy package 8 and 9. Suryamin added policies include provision on simplification of business license, financial aid, and business expansion. Suryamin also said that the government is currently shifting its focus towards micro and small medium enterprises because there has been a shift in the manufacturing industry from exporting products to using it for domestic purposes. The last item, Indonesian tourism minister said it hopes to lure 2.1 million Chinese tourists to visit the country in 2016. For the first time, China's, including from mainland China, Taiwan and Hong Kong, are expected to lead in number of foreign visitors to Indonesia. Gede Pitana, deputy for marketing expansion of the tourism minister, said. However, he said there is negative image in seeking to lure in more Chinese to Indonesia. He said generally tourists from China and India look for information about tourist destination for internet, which tends to give bad more than positive news. According to the tourism minister, negative perception sound in the internet in China is discrimination against Chinese in Indonesia. Tourism Minister Arif Yahya said China's from 10 cities in China visited Bali using charter flights. The minister attributed the success in luring China's to Bali to intensive advertising and sales by marketing team of the tourism ministry. The tourism ministry has launched promotion campaigns to attract Chinese to celebrate Chinese New Year in Bali since early January. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with commentary, and today's commentary is on the 15th and 16th of February. President Joko Widodo will be in Sunnyland, California, USA, to attend the ASEAN-US summit. Indonesia's agenda is themed Cooperation for Peace and Prosperity. President Joko Widodo is scheduled to deliver the keynote address at the US-ASEAN Business Council on February the 17th. What is brought by Indonesia at the US-ASEAN summit is Cooperation for Peace and Prosperity. Indonesia assesses both ASEAN and the United States have an obligation to create peace and stability on the region and the world. Both should bring balanced benefits for the welfare of the peoples of ASEAN and the U.S. There are many messages conveyed by President Joko Widodo in his speech, among others, to boost economic cooperation, especially in the field of micro, small, and medium enterprises, to promote entrepreneurship and innovation and the development of the digital economy for world peace. The President will discuss with leaders of ASEAN and world peace. Next year, Indonesia will become the chair of ASEAN. For that, Indonesia should be able to give an explanation to the ASEAN members how the regional organization's relationship with the United States in the future is. Indonesia is convinced that it is of the ASEAN interest to have closer ties with the U.S. because many benefits for the ASEAN community. For economic issues in the ASEAN region, the focal point of the discussion is the presence of the ASEAN Economic Community, or AEC, which was launched in 2015. The ASEAN Economic Community is intended to create an integrated economic area unhindered from one country to another in Southeast Asia. On the other hand, ASEAN also take part in keeping the security and order in the world. Therefore, it is necessary to have stability in the region, which is of mutual interest to the countries in the Asia-Pacific region, including Southeast Asia. If maintained, the stability of the region will benefit all ASEAN countries from the aspects of political, economic, and security. ASEAN-US Summit is expected to be a benchmark for economic development and defense in the ASEAN region. Indonesia and ASEAN should be able to see the intent and purpose of the United States in presenting itself as the host of this summit. It is because the background of China's increasingly aggressive stance regarding disputes in the South China Sea, or because two members of ASEAN, the Philippines and Vietnam, are among several countries involved in the maritime territorial disputes with China and are getting closer to the United States to get security support. The United States seems to see ASEAN as a counterweight to its geopolitical strategy in Asia and the Pacific. Well, that was commentary over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past and recorded in history. Let's begin with what happened in 1923. Howard Carter unseals burial chamber of the pharaoh Tutankhamun. Tutankhamun was an Egyptian pharaoh of 18th dynasty B.C., in the conventional chronology during the period of Egyptian history known as a New Kingdom. The 1922 discovery of Howard Carter and George Herbert of Tutankhamun's nearly intact tomb received worldwide press coverage, which sparked a renewed public interest in ancient Egypt, for which Tutankhamun's mass, which is now in the Egyptian Museum, remains the popular symbol. Exhibits of the artifacts from his tomb have told the world the mysterious deaths of a few of those who excavated Tutankhamun's tomb had been properly attributed to the curse of the pharaohs. Over now to 1918, the Council of Lithuania unanimously adopts the Act of Independence, declaring Lithuania an independent state. The Act of Reinstating Independence of Lithuania, or Act of February 16, was signed by Council of Lithuania in February 16, 1918, proclaiming the restoration of independent state of Lithuania, governed by democratic principle with Vilnius at its capital. The Act was signed by all 20 representatives of the Council, which was chaired by Jonas Basanavičius. The Act of February 16 was the result of a series of resolutions on the issue, including one issued by Vilnius Conference and the Act of January 8. The effect to the Act was long and complex because the German Empire exerted pressure on the Council to form an alliance. The council had to carefully maneuver between Germans, whose troops were present in Lithuania, and the demands of the Lithuanian people. Last season is prompt 2005. The Kyoto Protocol comes into force. The Kyoto Protocol is an international treaty which extends the 1992 United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, UN, FCCC, that commits state parties to reduce greenhouse gases emissions, based on the premise that A, global warming exists, and B, man-made CO2 emissions have caused it. The Kyoto Protocol was adopted in Kyoto, Japan on 11 of December 1997 and entered into force on 16 of February 2005. There are currently 192 parties connected with through effective December 2012 to the protocol. The protocol first commitment period started in 2008 and ended in 2012. A second commitment period was agreed in 2012, known as the Doha Amendment to the protocol. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Focus. Today's edition is on Indonesia and Thailand agree on cooperation in various fields. Stay tuned in www.voi.co.id. Indonesia and Thailand have agreed to continue strengthening cooperation between the two countries in various fields, including in the maritime border cooperation, economy, industry, and terrorism eradication. The agreement was revealed by Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi after a meeting with Foreign Minister of the Kingdom of Thailand Don Pramudwinai in Jakarta recently. In the discussion on the maritime border cooperation, the two countries agreed to accelerate discussions on the delimitation of the exclusive economic zone of both countries. Minister Retno Marsudi said the discussion was originally scheduled to be held in the first quarter of 2016. Previously, the two countries had conducted informal consultation meeting on 23rd of April 2015 after the last meeting in 2003. According to Retno Marsudi, she and Don Pramudwinai stressed the need for increase the two countries' cooperation in the economic sector, which had dropped in value in 2015 and only reached $12 billion. Indonesia also offered a closer cooperation in the field of strategic industries to Thailand, which is currently using C212-400 aircrafts, which is the best production of Indonesian PT Dirgantara Indonesia. Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi added they also agreed to increase cooperation in eradicating transnational crime. Enhanced cooperation to combat transnational organized crime will include several aspects, including combating terrorism, extremism, as well as the smuggling and trafficking of narcotics and illegal migrants. Indonesia and Thailand also agreed to support each other in candidacy as non-permanent member of the UN Security Council. According to Retno Marsudi, Indonesia agreed to support Thailand to become non-permanent member of the United Nations Security Council for the period of 2017-2018, and Thailand agreed to support Indonesia for the 2019-2020 period. Meanwhile, Thai Minister of Foreign Affairs Don Pramudwinai said Thailand was ready to strengthen bilateral cooperation with Indonesia, including in the fight against transnational organized crime. He explained that his visit to Indonesia aimed at strengthening bilateral relations between the two countries. According to Don Pramudwinai, he was pleased to conduct cooperation with Indonesia considering the long history of relationship between the two nations. He also expressed his gratitude to the government of Indonesia on the search and repatriation of about 1,800 fishermen from Thailand. He hopes in the future he could cooperate more closely with Indonesia and provide benefits to both sides. That was Focus of Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, welcome to headline of some national newspapers published today on Tuesday, February 16, 2016.
We start from Kompas in its headline, writes about clean the mafia practice in justice. The arrest of Andri Tristianto Sutrisno, high functionary in the Supreme Court, MA, is actually a phenomenon of iceberg in a judiciary. It is actually many other issues related to the judicial technique or administration that should be cleaned from mafia practices in justice. Related to the matter, the Corruption Eradication Commission, KPK, is ready to help the Supreme Court to implement a number of improvements and to encourage tightening of internal supervision standard. Vice Chairman of KPK, Saud Situmorang, on Monday said the Commission is studying many proposals that can be given to the Supreme Court in order to the bribery cases of the Supreme Court official will not occur repeatedly. Media Indonesia in its headline writes about President Joko Widodo hold bilateral meeting in the United States. The second day ASEAN-US Summit conference has started on Monday in Sunnyland, California, the United States. To initiate his second day in America, President Joko Widodo on Monday local time held bilateral meetings respectively with President of Laos, Chomali Sayason, and Prime Minister of Vietnam, Nguyen Tan Dung. President is scheduled to attend the ASEAN-US Summit Conference in the Interactive Gallery Sunnyland Center and Gardens. The last item from Republika in its headline writes about foreign pressure about LGBT issue. Indonesian government said that there are pressures from international agencies connected with the campaign of LGBT or lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender. The United Nations Development Programme UNDP provides funds worth $8 million for 2014 to 2017 to LGBT advocacy, including in Indonesia. Deputy of Children Protection, Ministry of Women and Children Protection, Pri Budiarto Nur, in Jakarta Monday said the pressure actually big enough to put LGBT idea into the UN legislation implementation. Listener, that was headline.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Here news in brief read by Rahmana. President Joko Widodo, speaking on retreat session 1 on the ASEAN-US summit, said that cooperation within small and medium enterprises and digital economy needs to be addressed by both ASEAN countries and United States. Member of the House of Representatives Commission 1, Tantowi Yahya, in Jakarta on Tuesday said that the House Commission 1 asked Indonesian government to conduct review on its plan to waive visa requirement towards certain countries. President Joko Widodo and Vietnamese Prime Minister Nguyen Tan Dung held a bilateral meeting to discuss cooperation and trade investment prior to ASEAN-US summit in Palm Springs, California, Monday morning. President Joko Widodo stated that his working visit to the United States is not related to the Trans-Pacific Partnership TPP agreement. Indonesia plans to introduce the revised version of its negative investment list to international businesses at the ASEAN-US summit as part of wider efforts to lure foreign investment and boost capital inflows into the country. Head of the Central Statistics Agency, Suryamin, said the manufacturing industry in Indonesia is currently growing. He explained that machinery and mechanical equipment are the sectors that record one of the highest exports, which is $370 million. Indonesian Tourism Minister said it hopes to lure 2.1 million Chinese tourists to visit the country in 2016. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Thank you for still listening at RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with English Bulletin. Next segments, we have Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is a great pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll introduce you to Ratenggaro Beach in East Nusa Tenggara Province. So, stay tuned. Listeners, Sumba is an island in East Nusa Tenggara Province. The island, which is known for horses and weaving, has natural potential, culinary art, and interesting culture. Visiting Sumba, there are a lot of tourist destinations that you can enjoy. One of them is Ratenggaro Beach. The beach is located in Ratenggaro Traditional Village, Kodi Bangedo Sub-District, Southwest Sumba Regency. The distance is about 35 kilometers to the southwest of Tambulaka, the capital of Southwest Sumba Regency. Unlike other beaches in Indonesia, in Ratenggaro Beach, you are not only able to enjoy the beauty of the beaches, but also learning history through the historical sites there. If you want to visit Ratenggaro, you have to pass the indigenous village before getting to the beach. Once entering Ratenggaro indigenous village, you can feel the ethnic atmosphere immediately. Here can still be found traditional houses that looked standing sturdy. These traditional houses made of reeds. The shape, just like a traditional stage house, has four floors. At the bottom is a bed. The second level is for the house owner and his family. Then on top, there is the place to store the harvest. The upper, at the head of the custom house, it is placed buffalo horn as a sign of glory. Ratenggaro Beach, with white sand and blue sea, is surrounded by a low rock cliff. Uniquely, the beach is located right in the mouth of the river of blue water and bare on sand. Not far from the beach, you can see megalithic stone tombs, about 4,500 years ago. There are at least three original old stone graves, which is still intact around the coast. The gravestone with the biggest dolmen format is used for residents of the local community ancestor, namely Ratu Patileko. The other two graves are belong to the ancestor's sons, namely Rangga Katoda and Bokaroti. Originally, around the stone graves, there was a village called Ratenggaro, which directly overlooking the vast ocean. Unfortunately, the traditional village has disappeared, only remaining the gravestones. Then there were built newly custom houses, still with the same name, but the location is about 200 meters away from the old location and still exists today. Ratenggaro Beach has big enough so it is suitable for surfing activities, but unfortunately, there is no facility for such activities. So you have to bring your own surfing equipment. Here you can also swim, but you must be careful on the waves. Unfortunately, there is also not available accommodation facilities such as hotel and restaurant. You can find hotel and restaurants in Tambolaka town. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic visiting Ratenggaro Beach in East Nusa Tenggara. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia on the radio, which introduces some vocabulary and idioms which will help you in using it in a conversation. Today's topic is mencari baju batik or looking for a batik shirt. First, I'll introduce some vocabulary and also idioms related to the topic today. I'll say every word twice, slowly, and you can follow after me. Menemani. Menemani in English, to accompany. Mencari. Mencari, to look for. Baju. Baju, dress or shirt. Hari Minggu depan. Hari Minggu depan. Next Sunday. Panitia. Panitia. The committee. Memakai. Memakai. To wear. Motif. 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 Khas. Khas. Typical. Tugu. Tugu. Monument. Membeli. Membeli. To buy. Menjahit. Menjahit. To sew or to make a dress. Ongkos, ongkos. Cost or payment. Gubernur, gubernur, governor. Meresmikan, meresmikan. To inaugurate or officiate. Pulau kecil, pulau kecil. Small island. Danau, danau. Lake. Diperkenalkan, diperkenalkan. To introduce. Makanan, makanan. Food. Next, I'll give you some example on a conversation on mencari baju batik or looking for a batik dress. As usual, I'll say every sentence twice slowly, and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Nita and Nancy in front of their house. Apakah kamu bisa menemani saya mencari baju batik? Apakah kamu bisa menemani saya mencari baju batik? In English, can you accompany me to look for batik dress? Hari Minggu depan, saya menjadi panitia Festival Betawi di Setu Babakan. Hari Minggu depan, saya menjadi panitia Festival Betawi di Setu Babakan. Next Sunday, I'll become a committee on the Betawi Festival at Setu Babakan. panitia diminta memakai baju batik dengan motif khas Jakarta. Panitia diminta memakai baju batik dengan motif khas Jakarta. Committee member is asked to wear batik dress with typical Jakarta motif, yaitu motif Tugu Monas dan ondel-ondel. Namely, National Monument and ondel-ondel motifs. Saya mau membeli baju yang sudah siap pakai. I want to buy a ready-made clothes. Karena menjahit ongkosnya mahal. Because to have it made it's very expensive. Apa saja kegiatan yang ada dalam festival Betawi? What are the activities in the Betawi Festival? Pada saat itu, Gubernur Jakarta akan meresmikan pulau kecil di tengah setu atau danau. At that time, the governor of Jakarta will inaugurate a small island in the middle of the lake. Selain itu, juga akan diperkenalkan bermacam-macam makanan Betawi. Besides, there will be also some Betawi food or culinary to be introduced. Baiklah, saya akan menemani kamu ke toko batik. Alright, I'll accompany you to batik store. Di sana kamu bisa menemukan batik khas Betawi. You can find typical Betawi batik there. That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, or Indonesian language, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms and helps you to use them in a conversation. Until tomorrow with another topic. Sampai berjumpa lagi.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with me, Hernita, in our regular segment of Music Corner, which introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. In today's edition, we'll present you to the Gania Group Band and the Freaks, which present in the pop music industry in Indonesia. Well, listener, let's listen to the song entitled Sakit Hati by Gania Group Band. Happy listening.
Lagi sakit, mencoba berat tapi nasib dirimu kini telah hilang. Semua kini hanyalah kenangan, selalu ingin kulupakan. Tapi kau seperti bayangan hitam, mengikuti kemana ku berjalan, lalu hilang begitu saja datang. Dirimu yang dulu ku cinta malah menyakiti. Tak pernah ku merasakan hati sesak. I'm hilangkan semua rasa di hati.
Takkan mungkin
cinta bersemi lagi. Ku harus lupakan semua kisah ini.
Takkan mungkin.
The music industry in the country shows a very significant development, along with high enthusiasm of the fans. So it becomes a very proud thing and give a very high motivation for many singers to present the works of their latest song. The number of newcomers is also getting more increased. One of them is Ganya Group Band, which consists of four personnel. The group band made its debut by releasing their first album entitled 3 Years Waiting. Ganya Band also sincerely hope that the new music they brought can be well received by music lovers. Listener, now let's enjoy the next song entitled Kalau Suka Katakan by Ganya Group Band. Listener, another newcomer who also want to compete in the Indonesian music world is The Freaks. The Freaks consist of four personnel, three male personnel, namely Aliando Sharif, Calvin Jeremy, Teku Rasha, and a female personnel, Nikita Willy. For the music genre, The Freaks still bring old songs and few of new songs. The music career of the group has just started, so they must show the true quality and talent to their fans. However, it seems the group will not find significant problems because most of the personnel have a good musical talent, even have their own albums. Well, listener, to conclude our segment of Music Corner for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Cinta Sejati Hanya Sekali and Pergilah Dari Hatiku by The Freaks. Happy listening.
Andaikan bisa ku ulangi, ku berjanji takkan menyakiti. Takkan pernah ada hati yang terluka. Tapi kini kamu telah pergi, membawa semua bahagiaku. Mungkinkah ku sanggup menebus semua itu? Demi apapun maafkanlah aku, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa kamu. Walau siapapun gantikanmu, mungkin benar cinta sejati datang cuma sekali, dan ku akui itulah cintamu di hatiku, tak lega oleh waktu. Tapi kini kamu telah pergi, membawa semua bahagia. Mungkinkah ku sanggup menebus semua itu? Oh, dengarkanlah, demi apapun maafkanlah aku, ku tak bisa hidup tanpa kamu. Walau siapapun gantikanmu, mungkin benar cinta sejati datang cuma sekali, dan ku akui itulah cintamu di hatiku, tak lekang oleh waktu. Siapapun menggantikanmu. Oh, mungkin benar cinta sejati datang cuma sekali, dan ku akui itulah cintamu di hatiku, tak lekang oleh waktu.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Takkan lagi tersisa rasa cinta yang ada. untuk kamu. Karena kau telah begitu menyakiti hatiku hingga aku ingin menjauh darimu meski sulit, ingin melepaskanmu walau mungkin ku tak bisa. Begitu mudah membuat kamu pergi dari hatiku. Indah memang indah waktu engkau masih setia dulu. Namun saat kau menduakan aku tak bisa hingga aku
begitu dalam di hati. sampai tersakiti. Cinta ingin selalu ku jaga. Cinta ini anugerah yang terindah. Ku ingin bahagia dengan cinta. Ku selalu teringat dirimu di setiap waktu.
Semua karena cinta.
Ku ingin kau selalu ada untukku,
ada untukku.
Ku ingin kita kan selalu bersama,
bersama.
Cinta ini begitu indah, ini begitu dalam di hatiku. Jangan sampai tersakiti.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.